codeine, brongolia, cannabis, maragada, musombodia, kachasu, teg-teg and zed are some of the popular drugs that youths in Zimbabwe are taking. Most of the youths who engage in these activities claim that they have nothing to do in the country due to lack of jobs. But some parents believe that there is general moral decadence in the country leading to drug and alcohol abuse. University graduate Tatenda Maramwidze has failed to find a job since leaving college in 2013 after doing an economics degree, says youth are drowning their sorrows in drugs and alcohol.
It's not that easy to keep on being looked after by your parents after you have graduated. So because of this pressure, we end up doing drugs and pills and that stuff so that we can get drunk and forget our problem.
Maramwidze says it is easy to get stoned in Harare.
These drugs are very cheap. Even for a dollar, you can easily get drunk fast.
Another youth who preferred to be identified only as Bragiza from Highfield concurs, noting that even spirits are cheap for unemployed youths.
I'm not employed. I don't go to work. And I wake up every morning. I have nothing to do and I end up drinking. We drink what is popularly known as Sombodia. It comes from some guys who work at Afdis and Mandabden. So they bring the beer to us. They sell it at 50 cents per 750 milliliter bottle. And that small bottle can be enough for 3 to 4 of us.
These youths are aware of the dangers of taking drugs and abusing alcohol. Elmon Takavada is one of them.
Sometimes you get a small job to offload something from a car. Maybe you are helping someone to shift from another location to another. And then you are given $3. Out of that $3, the next thing that you do is that you buy a small bottle of spirit. These days we call them Sombodia. Because at least these ones are cheaper. You see, I'm an educated person, but right now I can't find a job. So that stress is another pressure which is pushing me to indulge in beer drinking and drug abuse.
Ambrose Marconi, a 30-year-old Manyame resident, says he's recording brisk business with the Tegu Tegu spirit, which he is selling even without a liquor license.
Tegu Tegu is a locally brewed beer from Tari. It's a very strong beer. The alcohol content is around about 30 to 40%. Normally youths drink that beer so that they'll get drunk faster. Maybe if you take 3 to 4 lids, will be done. If you are drinking it undiluted.
Peter Mchengeti, a Harare resident who is also a human rights activist, argues that the government is to blame for its failure to control the selling of some of these items on the local market.
You get also the government failing to control the illegal entry of intoxicating drinks like broncoline, sombodia, tegu-tegu, especially via the Mozambican border, because most of these come in from Tari. You also find that even at colleges, our children, they take mbanje, they take all sorts of intoxicating drinks and illegal substances.
Muchenget says government should tighten its borders in order to control the smuggling of these alcoholic beverages. He also believes that children these days have too many rights that give them the ability to end up abusing various substances.
There are too many of these rights such that these kids no longer have any respect because they believe they have rights but they don't have their responsibilities. This is also due to the fact that there is a lot of immoral decadence.
A clinical psychologist with one of the state hospitals who refused to be identified believes that drug and alcohol abuse is on the increase due to the current social and economic problems in Zimbabwe. She says some of the youths end up in hospital after getting too stoned.
The youths in Zimbabwe taking undiluted drugs and in measures that they're not quantified by any doctor or anything. And these youths usually take these drugs because of societal problems like unemployment. Some have marital problems or financial problems. So these drugs now affect their self-control. They are no longer able to make sound decisions and they usually fool the brain's neurotransmitters. So in essence, drug abuse is a global problem, including here in Zimbabwe, and it knows no boundaries. It is everyone's problem, and prevention is the only long-term solution.
Statistics released in August last year by government showed that alcohol and drug abuse is highest among young adults aged between 15 to 29 years and lowest among adults aged 65 years and older. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.